Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Well, Mike, you just got to walk around a little bit. I did as well. The buzz out there is strong as it's ever been all week long.
Yep. Line in the bathroom was not bad, so zipped in, zipped out. That's my NFL experience so far, from this table to the restroom.
That's your input?
There we go. Anybody? And I had to ask where that was, by the way. First rule of broadcasting, find the bathroom.
Mission accomplished.
All good. Poor Marcus is going, this is your intro to me?
Yeah, exactly.
I follow that.
He's like,
right?
What am I doing here?
Fortune 500 energy. I'm like, that, I got to follow that. Sorry.
Well, we have been ramping up to the Super Bowl for, 8 weeks now? And we've had an opportunity to talk with Marcus Brown, chair of the Super Bowl host committee, senior vice president, general counsel for Entergy, many, many times. It is here. That ramp is about to hit the plateau where we're on level ground, and we're walking in the dome.
Right. Well, you know, you said earlier excitement. Yeah. You know, you think about the work that, you know, the team, the committee has to do to get ready for something like this. But it is absolutely exciting to be here, to see it actually come to fruition. I mean, every available piece of real estate in New Orleans has got an event on it. You know, people are walking around the city. They got smiles on their faces. They got hurricanes in their hands. I mean, it is, and we're just getting started. I mean, it's been a long road, but it's Friday, and as you all know, for Super Bowl, Friday is the start of the real party, the real event.
Absolutely.
So it is going to just get this ratcheted up another level.
I was walking over here this morning, ran into two separate pep rallies, one for the Chiefs, one for the Eagles.
You could tell. Impromptu.
Yeah.
It's just boom.
It's starting. Went to dinner last night at GW Finn's, went walking down Bourbon Street. Fox Sports is going to transform Bourbon Street into this huge studio.
Right.
I mean, the equipment out there is just, they have cabling running everywhere. Right. I can't wait to see what it's going to finally look like.
This is going to be remarkable, and, you know, we always think about the Super Bowl as a game. Those of you who have been around for more than one know that it comes in and it takes over the entire region, and I think that's what people are seeing. And so the economic impact, you know, the excitement for the people in our community, this is really special, and I think people need to stop and enjoy this. This doesn't happen all the time. This doesn't happen in every city. And even for us, we've hosted 11 times, but it's been 11 times spread out over a long period of time. So this is a special moment in this city. You know, it's part of history.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
And so many things are in your control. Yeah. So many things are out of your control.
Yeah.
I don't think you had planned on 10 inches of snow a couple of weeks ago. But as you now look forward, and you, Sunday, you know, 75, 80 degrees, that's got to be just a sense of a little bit of relief that that is not going to be a factor.
Well, Mike, let me fill you in on something. Marcus actually planned that snow event because he wanted to prove to the world that we could do it in spite of any challenge that we may have, and we did.
Forget the fact that we don't have snow shovels, no ice scrapers, can't buy them. We pulled through.
Well, we certainly are a company at Entergy in a city that's seen, you know, extreme weather conditions. We've all seen that. And I think we're also happy that we aren't seeing any of that this week.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when people think about, well, why New Orleans so many times, you know, hosting the Super Bowl, one of the things is there are few places in the U.S. that the weather is better in February than, you know, than here. And in both those teams, Philadelphia and Kansas City, I would be willing to bet you money that they're happy to be here playing here. Because I've seen the playoff game in Philadelphia in the snow.
Both outdoors.
And I've always felt bad for the other team. That's just a real disadvantage. The dome is going to be spectacular. You know, it's going to be a fair feel for everybody. It's going to be a great game.
And one of the things that I think is important to remind folks, we went down to the French Quarter last evening to see the light show. I had seen it the night before. My wife hadn't seen it. My daughter wanted to see it. We had some friends that joined us that wanted to see it. You got to get down there because come Monday, it's gone.
It is going to be gone, and there are so many unique components of this game that you can only see in New Orleans. You mentioned the light show, you know, lighting up St. Louis Cathedral and the Cabildo. I mean, you know, with New Orleans art. It's not just, you know, it's people
Becky
talk
Foss.
Becky Foss.
Yeah, people talk about a Disney analogy. There is no Disney analogy of that. There are no mouses with big ears on that. You know, that is artistic. It's cultural. It's really incredibly, I think, expressive of what New Orleans is all
Authentic.
About. Very much so. And so people should enjoy that. You know, we're going to have a Super Bowl Mardi Gras style parade.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm going down there.
Yeah, I'm going down there too.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be in it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. There's never been a Super Bowl
parade. Hey, just throw me something, okay?
Oh, yeah. We're going to throw you something. You know how favorites at Mardi Gras, at a Mardi Gras parade get dumped with things. So you'll get things dumped on you. So you'll be okay. But we're really excited about that parade. 20 plus floats. Marching bands, you know, marching clubs. Todd Graves, you know, going to be the king of Mardi Gras for that parade. And he has already guaranteed us he's going to have a float full of celebrities. He's so many celebrities, he said he's going to start handing them out to other floats. So
it is loaning them out.
It's going to be a fun experience for people.
And look, he delivers.
He does.
He has a reputation of delivering on anything that he says. So.
One love, you know, and he is, that parade is a focus of his. It is going to be great. You know, I am absolutely convinced of that, and I'm looking forward to it as much as anything else.
So Monday morning, we will have the ceremonial handoff to Santa Clara for next year. I don't know if there's anything, if it's an object, but will you kind of hold it and and kind of pull it back a little bit? I'm quite ready.
Well, you know, we certainly want number 12. We've tied with Miami for hosting the most number of Super Bowls at 11. And so people have asked me, in relation to your question, what would success look like? We want to have a great Super Bowl. Success for us is getting number 12. And I think the commissioner said yesterday at an event, he says he thinks that they'll be back in New Orleans, but you can't have that discussion until this Super Bowl is over.
Right.
And so we will grade ourselves, I think, on two things. One, do people have a great experience here? And if that's the feedback we get, that's the economic impact that we get. But the other is, do we get number 12? That is the ultimate grade on how well we do this and how great of experience people have. We think we deserve it. We think we're poised for it. That's what we want. Yeah.
Because, and I steal this from Doug Thornton and Evan Holmes with Legends and ASM, you can go to a lot of places. And I quite frankly, I don't like the tie with South Florida because that's South Florida.
Yeah.
We're talking New Orleans, right? That's South Florida. But you take the convention center where we are. A mile away is the French Quarter, and a mile away is the Superdome. We call it the Golden Triangle.
Right.
And in between are 27,000 hotel rooms. Drop the mic, walk away. Somebody touch that, and, you know, we're in.
Couldn't have said it better. You know, as a matter of fact, I was talking to another radio station earlier today, and they were talking about the comparison between Miami and New Orleans. And Miami is a wonderful city. Yeah, but I told them, I said, look, when you get ready to go to the game in Miami, you better have some Uber cash.
Right.
Because, yeah.
Or a limo.
A limo, because you can't walk to the game in Miami like you can walk here. And I think that, you know, all the other advantages that we already have, the uniqueness of this city, you know, the culture, the food, the music, but the fact that you can enjoy it for the most part on foot makes it really
walkability.
Special.
Walkability.
Oh, it makes it really,
cannot,
really special.
Even Vegas has some. Arizona, no. It's just, it's unique. So you can't squander the opportunity. And we've asked a lot of people this a year from now, 2 years from now. We've talked about impact. I mean, the NFL impact, source, the diversity.
Right.
You know, what do you want to still be in place or grow in the next 2 years from this?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned those two programs, and I think Impact 59, Powered by Entergy, you know, the community engagement programs that we've been supporting. You think about if you want to impact the community, one way to really do it is to get to the nonprofits. Those nonprofits organizations are in the neighborhoods. They understand the issues. They touch the people. And so we've funded, to the tune of about $3.5 million, we funded over 65 nonprofit organizations. Those grants range from $25,000 to $250,000. And they're touching people on the issues that matter in those organizations. That's going to leave a legacy. And we know that. The SOURCE program you mentioned, the NFL SOURCE program that has allowed underrepresented women, retired military individuals who own businesses to compete for business with the NFL. The legacy on that is that once they've been certified, I think over 200 of them have, they can actually compete for work with the Saints after this is over and with other NFL franchises. So that builds a legacy, I think, on the good things that come out of an event like this coming to your town. Yeah.
A lot of opportunity, and that's the difference maker. I wanted to take this opportunity, Marcus, to thank you and thank your organization. This is not easy work, and it's not like you don't have a lot going on back at your office, right? But you guys and all of the members of the host committee, all volunteers, giving up a lot on behalf of our city, the place that we call home, and you know, great corporate partnership is the difference maker in any community across this country. That's the difference between haves and have-not cities, right? And we're blessed to have you. You've taken on a lot. You've been a great ambassador for this and with a lot of other folks, and I know you're all about the team. But I just wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you to you.
Well, Newell, I appreciate that. And as I say that, I do have to say that, you know, the number of people from public, private, you know, community partners who have stepped up and been a part of this. You and I both know that there can be divisiveness in our community on some issues. I have not met a single person, politician, business owner who hasn't been aligned on making sure this is a great experience. It is the most unifying, you know, endeavor that I've ever worked on. And I know all of us at Entergy are really excited to be a part of it. But the whole community has been embracing this. I mean, you guys have been on the radio, you know, trumpeting this. You talk about me being a guest on your radio. You had me over a year ago.
I know.
You've had us a number of times since then. So you have been supporting this as well, and your audience has been supportive. We all appreciate that because this is all going to benefit all of us who live here every day.
Absolutely.
And the truth of the matter is the journey is harder for us. You are a Fortune 500 company. Jacksonville has 50.
Yeah.
You know, Santa Clara has, I don't even, you know.
Yeah.
So we're it's an uphill battle. That's why it takes everybody. That's why it takes every company. And why it takes all the mom and pops and the nonprofits. Because the road, while it's better, is harder. I mean, it takes everybody.
But this city has had an incredible record of punching above its weight.
No doubt.
And when it comes to the Super Bowl, as you all know, it starts with Ms. Benson and the Saints. And they have been up front, you know, championing this city as a place to be for this game. I have personally watched Ms. Benson position us for another opportunity to do this game again. even as we try and pull this one off.
So, twisting arms.
No, yeah, you know, well, she's not an arm twister, though. Right. She is so gracious,
she
but,
is, yeah.
but so compelling.
There's yeah. more than one way to
exactly,
twist an arm.
Yeah, exactly, you know. And so we're all grateful for the association with those organizations. And, you know, we think that that's what makes us able to compete, you know, that we do this together. We've done it before. Jay Cicero and the great people over yep. at the Great New Orleans Sports Foundation, they do it better than anybody else, I think, in the country.
Yeah, they're the model.
They're the model. You know,
people have stolen our model.
The efficiency with which they can put this game on makes us competitive with any other city that's got, you know, multiple times the resources.
Yep. Well, we got to get to a break. Job well done. Almost there.
Almost there.
Almost there.
We'll all be at the game soon. So you know, or watching the game.
Just got to say
and a new building. Yep. A building to show off to the world.
A new building. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back, folks. Mike Haas, Newell Norman. Here on Media Row at the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Stay with us. We are back. Mike Haas, Newell Norman, we're here on Media Row at the host committee booth. And it's been a great week, Mike. And I just wanted, so we don't forget at the end of the show, I wanted to thank the host committee, Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, New Orleans & Company, GNO Inc., and others that have assisted us through the week. It's been actually a great experience. Coleman over here has been on the boards with us, putting up with us. Cullen back at the mastership, running the boards. Diane Newman and the rest of the WWL team.
Has Diane gone home yet?
I don't know.
Somebody needs to at least get her home.
She's been pumping copy out for at least 12 to 15 hours
Amazing.
A day, and you know, pulling things together. We got remotes all over the place. I think Bobby Hebert and folks are going to be somewhere tomorrow. You know, I think they're going to be around on Sunday too. So there's a lot going on.
And we had hoped last night was going to be a better night with Jari Evans in the Hall of Fame. It's a very small class. Cam Jordan did not get Man of the Year. Man, he's just, you know, I don't know, what else can you do? Right? You know, it is what it is. He's been nominated three times. But Eric Allen, former Saint, Jared Allen, Antonio Gates, and Sterling Sharp. So a very small class. Jari will get his turn. Mm-hmm. You know, Drew, I think, is eligible next year. And so there was always some talk that if they went in together, it would be cool. It's tough for guards. Deuce tells me this all the time. You know, it's like he believes to be a finalist. I think the last couple of years, it's just but four. That's a small class for 2025. And Josh Allen, MVP. All that was last night at the Sanger, and it was beautiful. The you know, it's a beautiful building to begin with.
Yes.
Some of the things in the NFL experience, I haven't really had a time to go to the NFL experience on the other side. And I know, if you have not been down here, you are going to go, it's not possible we're still in the convention center, right?
Yeah.
This building does not get near enough. We are under the bridge, right, next to Mardi Gras.
1 mile long.
It is unbelievable, but such a huge facet, as we talked about the Golden Triangle. You need all of those and the 27,000 hotel rooms in between.
Last night's production, I made the mistake of turning right when I should have gone left. Ended up around the Sanger, and the amount of equipment they had on the streets, true Hollywood production.
Red carpet.
Red carpet.
No.
I mean, it was incredible.
If you just follow my lead,
I
ride my bike.
I saw
it. I can go wherever I please. I locked up my bike anywhere I want. Get on, and believe me, I haven't ridden that bike in 10 years, but this week it has been a just lifesaver.
It's amazing and how fast you can get around the city on the bike, too, right?
I do. I had a bunch of red lights today, and I was a little curious. I rode a bike in California, Irvine, where, believe me, cars stop 30 yards away and apologize to you for being even on the road.
Well, I mean, same experience
bikes
here.
Bikes are king, but I was curious. The bike lanes on Poydras, and they are very well marked. People obey, but I say this, and Ian Hoke knows it as well. If you're out there on a bike, you got to obey the rules, too.
Oh, yeah.
You want them to obey the rules. So I stopped at every red light, and it's really been good. Though. It's another way to see our city. I would say do it so in January, February, March, and then the bike goes away. It's been a blast.
When the heat comes up.
No.
So we are supposed to be visited by Jeff Ross. Everyone knows he's a comedian. He's like the master roaster.
He's supposed to roast all of New Orleans. I'm like,
he's
dude.
Roasted New Orleans. And actually today, I think, is Jeff Ross Day, as declared by Governor Jeff Landry. I guess he wants him to go soft on him.
Yeah, that's right. It's Jeff Ross Day, and tomorrow they're taking over. They basically have taken over the Republic in the Warehouse District. And so, man, it's just like you talked about. There's so many things that you don't know about that if you just walk, you take a wrong turn, boom, you're in a pep rally. Boom, you're over here. So there are so many.
So my suggestion, if you want to go to the quarter, you want to go see the parade tomorrow, park on the uptown side of Canal Street. There's a lot of surface parking lots. There's a lot of places to park and walk. I did that last night, parked at our building, 400 Poydras, walked to GW Fence.
Oh, yeah.
It took, I don't know, less than 10 minutes, really.
Ride share,
Not a bad walk. Then we walked to the cathedral to see the light show, and then we walked back. It was easy.
Yeah.
And you get to people watch. And what you're going to see is more police than you've ever seen before.
Yep.
So many different uniforms. You're actually doing double takes to figure out what agency they belong to.
Well, you know better than I do. I stay away from all of them.
Yeah.
But the colors, obviously, you know, the bright, the logo colors, the Super Bowl LIX colors just pop everywhere. I will say, without getting too deep, the building on Sunday, if you weren't able to see opening night or anything else, is just magnificent. And those colors just pop. And I've said that way too many times.
Yeah. So why don't we do this? Let's go to a break. And that way, when we come back, hopefully we can. I mean, there's people pulling on everyone here today, so we'll try and see if Jeff Ross joins us, and also Johnny Avello, director of sports operations at DraftKings, talking.
What
about,
we're going to talk about the game?
Talk about the game, and that's how we're going to finish up talking about the game.
Oh,
go
yeah.
figure.
When right? is Sunday? Right, 5:30.
Yeah. What day's today? We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. We are back. Mike Haas, Newell Norman. We're in Media Row at the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. Our last day down here. It's been a great week. We've had a lot of fun. I guess some of these folks, Mike, maybe we should roast the roaster.
That's right. What's going on there, man? Jeff Ross?
He just came by and waved it off, said, I can't do any more interviews. He's out of here with a bagel in his hand.
Right. It's 12:30, dude. You know, you're going to roast New Orleans tomorrow at the Republic.
Over at the Republic.
It's Jeff Ross Day.
Jeff Ross Day today.
I'm going to talk to Governor Landry.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to pull some. No, he's. I've seen him many times. And I was curious because I mean he can get brutal. So and he's roasting New Orleans tonight. Tomorrow is Beecher Day,
and Jeff Beecher.
Yeah, and so it's going to be interesting.
Beecher's Madhouse.
Beecher's Madhouse. The Republic. So I've seen him before, and so I'm. But you know when you start roasting a whole city. You know,
but you know what's interesting about this is that, and it's truly amazed me. I've probably worked 5 Super Bowls, so I've seen it from the law enforcement
right.
perspective.
Yeah, different.
I never realized the breadth and depth of the offerings through this. So it's always been very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like you. I've covered it. From the inside, I've been kind of a fan in 2009 with the Saints. I mean, I guess I was a reporter.
Yeah.
I was more of a fan. And then to now be from the inside, it's 3 different worlds altogether. And we've been blessed because we've talked about so much New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans. And we haven't talked a lot about the game, but that is about to change.
It is about to change. We are have Johnny Avello, Director of Sports Operation with DraftKings here to tell us the ins and the outs and where we should put our money.
That's right. Where are you from, Johnny?
I've been in Las Vegas for 46 years, originally from Poughkeepsie, New York.
Poughkeepsie, New York. All yeah. right.
So here we go. DraftKings. Give me a sense. Give me the landscape 7 years ago to where it is now with gambling. And is there any end in sight? I work for Caesars Superdome. At some point, you're going to be in your seat on your phone gambling on a game, correct?
Correct. You're already doing that. When you go back and look, you said prior to 7 years ago.
It seems
ago,
like it's happened so fast.
Yeah, let's take my career. You know, I was at the Wynn for 13 years before I came to work for DraftKings. Prior to that, I was at Bally's, Paris, and Caesars for 15 years. So,
been in horrible places.
Yeah, horrible places. and all in a sportsbook arena. So I've been in a space a long time, and I never thought it would get out of Las Vegas. I really didn't. I didn't see a path to get there until the PASPA was overturned, and then then at that point I said, okay, I got to be in that space because this is going to expand. And so we're in 29 states now, DraftKings, a couple more states with the retail environment only, and it's still growing. I mean, we've still got a ways to go.
And the nature of the bets that can be placed today,
yeah.
Did you ever think it would be that many options? How many options does DraftKings have on one game, on this Super Bowl? How many options are there?
Thousands. But we have a big staff. We have, prior to coming on here 7 years ago, my staff, and this is the way it is for a lot of guys, a lot of the places in Las Vegas, you only have a staff of about 5-7 people. That's it. And some of those guys are doing some of the work on the counter, monitoring the money that comes in, changing the line. At DraftKings, 75 traders we can do so much.
Yeah.
You know, we have specialized guys for golf, specialized guys for UFC, specialized guys for football, but everybody jumps and helps when we have a big event. So, yeah, thousands of props, and we do them every single day. It's not like we do them for Super Bowl only.
Right.
We do them every single day on basketball and hockey and tennis and golf and everything else that's out there. For football, every Sunday, there's, you know, 16 games between Thursday and Monday. We have the full Super Bowl menu up there for every single game.
So if you have thousands of options on every game, you have 16 games. I mean,
exactly.
You start looking at that multiplier.
I'm not doing that math, baby.
I mean, it's like, you know, the algorithms have to be just intense.
Yeah, helps us a lot. Let's put it that way. You know, it's not a manual process anymore.
No, not anymore, huh?
We have a lot of help from technology, thank
what
God.
What has surprised you the most, like, let's just say, in the last 5 years about how this, I mean, this thing is changing so fast, right?
It really is. The way we make a number is different. We mentioned the props, how we do that. The technology on the app itself. I mean, if you look at the DraftKings app, that is so clean. I've been working with these apps for a long time, and we've always had some issues with them. You know, they were never perfect, but the DraftKings app is just amazing. You can find everything in a moment. You can go right to football and find the props you're looking for, and we have the sub menu, and then all the props under that. If you want to look up a certain sport, we have that menu on the left, so it's incredible, and we can.
And that's really what it comes down to for the better, right? The ease of administration.
Correct, that's correct. Better wants a clean, easy to find. They don't want to have to scour through. You know, I see some of these apps. You have to start up here and go all the way down here to find what you're looking for, and then when you get in there, then there's another menu. The bettors don't want that. They want it to be easy and clean.
So what is the line on whether the sun's coming up tomorrow?
Well, in Las Vegas, that's an easy number to make.
Yes. Right?
You know, you start moving down here, you know, and back east, it's a little more difficult. That's what's funny.
You saw how quick he jumped on that and figured out all the influence. What would influence that?
So you know, it makes me think of a story in Las Vegas. There's a station there, TV station, and they claim to be the number one weather predictor in the whole state of Nevada, right? And so it's pretty easy, right?
Right.
You know, it's sunshine in 300 days a year. They said it was
going
to rain. It was like a 85% chance of rain a couple weeks ago on one day. And
didn't rain. We gave you one job.
You couldn't even get that
one
right.
Job.
Just one day, you couldn't get that right.
Back, there was, you know, when this was casino-driven, there was always the casinos wanted everybody to have to bet on one team, have to bet on the other. House was going to win. This spread has been relatively 1.5, 1, back and forth. Is it somewhat similar from a DraftKings standpoint? You want 5,000 for Philly and 5,000 for Kansas City?
No, that's a misconception.
Really?
About us. Now, we do put up a line to balance out action. In other words, some people believe this is the side, some people believe this is the side. But what we have going for us is the vigorous, the juice, the minus 110. Mm-hmm. Think about it this way. If we had $10 million on one side and $7 million on the other, for us, that's a good scenario. Because if the side wins with most of the people on, okay, we're going to lose, you know, 10,000.
Right.
But if the other side wins, we're going to win, you know, 12 million. So if you, you know, lose, how would you like to be in a spot on every game? We're not this, but I'm just giving you a scenario. How would you like to be in a spot where if this team wins, you win 5 million, and if this team wins, you lose 3 million?
Right.
That's a good spot to be in, right?
Right.
And so that's what we have going for us for the whole year. We just work on that vigorous, the juice.
I don't gamble a lot. I usually do for the Super Bowl because I think it's fun. I don't normally really care. And I have decided that the most dangerous prop bet there is quarterback rushing yards. Joe Burrow, 6.5. Matt Stafford, 7.5. You're like, gold, done. Patrick Mahomes, 44 one year. But then what happens?
He drops back.
Takes a knee. He took a knee 3 times. And not 2 yards, 5 yards. He went from 44 to 29. And was then under his over-under. And the same thing happened to,
it
could have happened to Stafford. They didn't actually have to snap the ball. But that's my point. That's really a question. That feels like a dangerous.
It is. I mean, you lose at the end when you
won. Oh, my God.
You won and you lost. No, that really is a bad situation. You're right. And that's the only spot that can happen in, too. You know, the rest of the players are not coming back. I mean, a receiver.
Right.
You know, he's either catching six or he's catching seven.
Right.
You know,
and maybe you only got to burn 3 seconds, so you're only taking a two-step drop, and then you're losing 2 yards. But yeah. Mahomes, five. And I'm not. This is not a conspiracy theory. I'm just like, that must have been gut-wrenching for that. For people who had taken the over. Sitting at 44, the game's over.
So, but remember, you can bet the other side, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was good for some others.
No. Yeah.
So we're visiting with Johnny Avello, Director of Sports Operations with DraftKings. So what is, like, the most – is there a most favored prop bet that y'all see?
I can tell you what the go-to for the bettors has been the last couple of years. Touchdown scores. They love first touchdown scores, and then, of course, we added any time touchdown score. So you think about this game. Saquon Barkley, first touchdown score is tough. Could be a lot of guys. Could be Goddard. Could be, you know, Brown. It could be anywhere, you know, because sometimes the offensive coordinators try to mix it up a little bit. But any time touchdown score, you would have to think
right.
that Barkley scoring a touchdown in this
sure.
game somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Or Hurts on the tush pusher,
right.
you know.
Right.
So, yeah, so those have become really popular.
I feel like the over-under, I think it went down. I thought it was 49.5, and I think it's 48.5. Don't quote me, but I feel like, man, and I love over-under.
Yeah.
I love just rooting for both teams to score. But that's, it feels like a trap, right?
That did move from 49.5 down to 48.5. We're starting to take a lot of over money. So that could tick
probably
back
go back up.
That could tick back up to 49. You're thinking the under in this game?
I'm thinking the over.
You're thinking the over.
My wife, who knows the football is oblong, was 4-0 in the AFC Championship week, and I had to explain the over to her like five times. And she got all four bets right. And it was close, though. It was close. A safety or a little – I mean, it is insanity to me that when the game's over, you go, look how well they did with the line, the over, the
You
under.
Know what it is, don't you? Guys, it's not rocket science. I mean, we take all the data from the teams. If a team's averaging 27 points a year and, you know, for the year, and the other team's giving up 21 – and they're also scoring 24 when you're giving up, you know, 17. We take that's a simple, very
data
simple,
in, data
simple
out.
Map, right?
That data is close, you know, especially after many games during the course of
right.
the season.
Absolutely.
There is now. Is there a Taylor Swift on a bet? Now that doesn't seem fair to me because if I'm the Fox director, I go put $15 million on the Taylor Swift over under at 7, and I go, Taylor, give me a shot at Taylor.
Give me
Taylor,
a shot at
Taylor. Taylor. All right, we're done.
That's not the way we did it, though. We did not put up a prop on how many times they're going to show Taylor Swift. We didn't do that. What we did is we took Taylor Swift songs, and then what we did is associate a prop with that song. That's how we did
right.
it. So we didn't want to mess around with any time. But I saw one. Who are they going to show more, Taylor Swift or Donald Trump?
Or Donald Trump.
Really? I mean, you know, the pretty girl gets going to get more time than Donald Trump is.
Yeah, Fox.
That's
by the way,
I make
no disparaging remarks about Fox doing anything illegal. I was just saying that would be a tough one when somebody does control. But the prop bets to me are amazing, and they make it fun, right? They make it fun for the fan. I mean, we're old school, right? Back in the boxes, right? Like, just because I got 2 and 9, I'm done, right? You know?
Well, you know, the prop is something that takes place within the game. So,
right,
a lot of games are over at the half, you know? Team's up 30,
right.
34 to 3, and you say it's over. But did they try a 2-point conversion yet? They didn't.
Right.
And I have a bet on a 2-point conversion, either being made or trying. And so now I'm still in it all the way to the end. That's why the prop bets are so popular.
And you don't have to answer, but do people ask you, what do you think about this game? What do you think about the over? What do you think about Kansas City, Philly?
I think that on paper, Philly's a better team than Chiefs, but until somebody can knock them off that pulpit, they just figure out a way to win.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. The Bills' problem for the last 3 years is that they can never get a stop. They just can't stop somebody when they need to stop them. I don't think that's the same case with the Eagles.
No, I agree.
I think the Eagles can get a stop if they need to. So, is the magic still there for Mahomes? We'll see.
The Saints played both and should have beat Philly. And was in the game with Kansas City. And the Philly defense, to me, is something that I don't think Kansas City has faced. And the ability of their front four I think can be difference makers. I mean, you're right. I think Philly is better on paper, but until somebody does it, you know, I don't want Kansas City with the ball with a minute and a half to go.
Definitely not. That's another prop we have up. Will a field goal be the ending score in the game as the time runs out? And it's not a bit, you know, it's like 6.5. The one's the price. It's not a bad bet because of exactly what you said.
Yeah.
If you can score at the end and not let the ball be in the other team's hands, that's the way you want to end the game.
And I feel the ability and the proclivity of teams going for it on fourth down now is out of control.
It really is.
I'm talking, you're at the 35. I go, kick the field. It's scoreless.
Yeah, I know.
You've got a 14-play drive. Take the points.
That's because we've been around the game a long time, and these guys are trying to reinvent it.
Oh, my gosh. To me, the fourth downs.
Get the points early when you can get them.
Right.
Don't go over to two-point conversion until we get to the fourth quarter and it's late.
There's a chart for that.
Forget that, right? There's a chart Brad's making, too, and sometimes you need to throw it that way.
We got to get to a break. Johnny Avello, Director of Sports Operations, DraftKings. If folks want to place a bet, they go where?
DraftKings.
DraftKings.com?
DraftKings is all over 29. If there's gambling that's legal, it's in your jurisdiction.
Absolutely.
It is here.
Johnny, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a great conversation. We appreciate it. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. We are back, Mike. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, I loved it, man. I enjoy it. You and I get along so well. Just a couple old cats talking football.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
We've seen it through different lenses, you know, from the police and news. So it's a blast, always.
Absolutely. I want to thank the host committee, Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, New Orleans & Company, G&O Inc. They've been great for us all week. Coleman over here has been putting up with me all week. Cullen back at the station. Dan, our cluster manager here, our New Orleans market manager is here.
Is that
with
really
us
a title, cluster manager? We got to get that changed.
Now. It's all I know. It's a lot of stations. Diane Newman and Dave Cohen are my co-hosts for the week, and the rest of the WWL team. Scoot joins us. He's up next. Last day here.
Yeah. If you're the cluster manager and anything goes wrong, well, you could call
They're
that.
They're never going to let me live that.
You could call
down.
That a, you know what?
Yeah, I don't know.
These guys are brutal. They're brutal.
last day here, and you know you can just tell it's all ramped up. Seal is in town. He's in town because Pepsi has gotten him to endorse their product, and they're the official soft drink of the Super Bowl. And just a lot of people are in town. We'll talk to a few people this afternoon, and it's ramping up. And last night the NFL honors at the Sanger Theater was really a good looking event.
It really wasn't it. I mean, it's just beautiful. The city looks great. The buildings look great. Sanger, Saints didn't do as well as they should have last night, but the Sanger looked beautiful.
Yeah, and we need to carry this over.
Did you watch it on TV? Yeah, I watched it. How was
TV.
The presentation?
It was excellent.
I didn't get a chance to watch it.
It was great.
I was actually in the quarter.
You know, it looked like an event from L.A.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah,
when you went around the Sanger and saw all the equipment out there, it was a Hollywood production.
Yeah, it was. So, you know, everything they've done is first class, and we just need to have this mentality year-round and not just when visitors come to town.
I agree.
And, you know, we can do it. How did you feel about Eli Manning being passed up, Mike?
It doesn't surprise me. He's going to get in. It's the guys who are going to get in that maybe they didn't get in first ballot. Two-time MVP Super Bowl. He's getting in.
Yeah.
You know, next year Drew's availability. I want Jari to get in. So the guys who, I mean, Reggie Wayne. And we don't celebrate our New Orleans West Bank athletes enough. Right? You know, we talked about Eli. Reggie Wayne. John Arrett, I just feel like, man, there's some outstanding athletes that need to get recognized.
Yeah, and you're right. He will get in, but it was a little disappointing. I think some people wanted him to get in his first time around.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, thank you so much. It's been a great week. I hope everyone has enjoyed the show. We tried to bring in a whole number of aspects to this
bathrooms
great,
and the direct
game.
Back.
Mike knows where the bathroom is now. So it's all good.
By the way, I'll be back at 4. So you got to hear it again for 4 o'clock myself,
right.
Jeff Nowak and Steve Geller.
And have a great weekend and watch that Super Bowl. Have fun.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.